Sister Spade here. Don't you be touching that dial. When discussing the topic of the reappearance of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, there are two terms that are often mentioned: the grounds of the appearance and the signs of his reappearance. Now, is there a difference between these two terms, or are they just used interchangeably to mean the same thing? The answer is obviously that they do not carry the same meaning, nor do they have the same implications. One of them, the signs, is beyond our control. Or rather, it is like a set of checkboxes to tick off, to understand for ourselves and as an ummah how near we are to the Imam's reappearance. Or it's like the drawing near of Eid before the end of Ramadan, when you still have time to make up anything that you still have to achieve when the door closes. But grounds, on the other hand, are the conditions that are a part of our preparation. According to the Holy Quran, everything comes into being according to divine tradition, through the chain of its own natural causes. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth Imam, was once told that it is said that when the Mahdi appears, everything will be in accordance to his will. The Imam, however, replied, "Never. By God, if things were supposed to occur spontaneously, then they would have done so for the Holy Prophet of Islam." The purpose of this statement is to say that preparations must be made in addition to divine assistance. We should learn what these steps are in our own lives, so we can understand how near or far we are in our own spiritual progress. Because a revolution is not like building a house without a plan, but it is a manifestation of that plan. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has said, "Everything has its own path, and the path to paradise is acquiring knowledge." And what is the zuhur but paradise on earth? Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.